I went back to the hotel last night and turned on the television, and the first thing I get is the psychic hotline. Call this number, and our psychics, they said, are the best. They'll tell you your fortune. They'll read your horoscope. Turned on HBO and a movie with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock playing witches and casting spells and practicing sorcery. Movies this summer, Blair Witch Project, The Sixth Sense. You see it on television. You see it in cinema. You see it from the checkout counters. From these great intellectual magazines we have, headlines, it seems, almost on a weekly basis, like Horror of the Devil Cults and Demons Terrorize Family. It seems you can't even buy a loaf of bread or a quart of milk, and almost on a weekly basis we're confronted with this. Some of the fastest growing programs, like the Psychic Hotline, the Psychic Network we saw last night. It is all around us. And as Christians, we need to understand tonight the world of the occult. And what does God's Word say about it? If you have your Bibles, turn with me as we begin to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Last night we talked about the fact that Jesus said in the last days, before He returns, you're going to see the coming of many false Christs and false prophets. And certainly we're seeing that today as never before. But in 1 Timothy chapter 4, we also read concerning the last days before Christ returns. Verse 1, we read, But the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and the doctrine of demons. So not only are we told in the last days are we going to see the rise of false prophets and cults, but in the last days, many are going to follow after the doctrines of demons and deceitful spirits. And all you have to do is turn on television. All you have to do is look at the cinema page every week, and you'll see that we are being inundated with the whole world of the occult. A lady at a meeting not too long ago during the question time, she said, "Well, Ron, what's the big deal?" She said, "You know, growing up, we had things like the Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch of the East and, Bewitched and programs like that. It was just fun and games." And I said, "Well, it's interesting what has happened in our society. You know, it's very different from 30 years ago. 30 years ago, we knew the occult was bad and evil. We could still read the Bible in school. We could still pray in school. And astrology and witchcraft and sorcery were clearly known to be evil. But what has happened in our society is we have completely flipped our society upside down so that young people are now being told it's bad to read the Bible. You can't read it in school. You can't pray in school. But the media is telling them witchcraft and sorcery, astrology, psychics, tarot cards, palmistry, Satanism, that you can gain power, you can gain wisdom. These things are beneficial." And parents, in one generation, we have completely flipped up our value system in this country. And one of the reasons why young people are so confused is because of how we have turned upside down the values that this country was founded upon. We have tremendous interest today in the occult. Everything from astrology to astral travel, automatic writing, auras, apparitions, black magic, black satanic masses, the Kabbalah, clairvoyance, people like Edgar Cayce, Covens. You hear about divination in all its forms. People like Gene Dixon and others who claim to foretell the future, about Eichenkar, ectoplasm, ESP, exorcisms, flying saucers, all types of fortune-telling, the I Ching, Kundalini, levitation, amulets and talismans of all kinds, about mediums and numerology, Ouija boards, out-of-body experiences, palmistry, people interested today in all types of parapsychology, everything from clairvoyance to precognition to telepathy to psychokinesis, ESP. We hear about psychics and psychic hotlines, about poltergeist, about ritual magic, Satanism, seances, shamans, Spiritism, spiritualism, tarot cards, telekinesis, UFOs, voodoo, witchcraft, Wicca, and the Zodiac. From A to Z, the world of the occult has permeated our society. And we see it in the movies, beginning back in the 70s with movies like Rosemary's Baby and then The Exorcist, The Omen, Heretic, Amityville Horror, movies promoting the world of the occult. We saw it this summer with The Blair Witch Project and Sixth Sense and Practical Magic, and it just goes on and on. Many young people get involved in it through the games that are being sold in our toy stores. One of the popular games among high school students and college students still today is Dungeons and Dragons, D&D. Young people who play fantasy role-playing games, believing that they're fun and games, but they are doorways to the world of the occult. For example, Dungeons and Dragons, one of the most popular games among high school and college students, is a fantasy role-playing game that allows a young person to live out in a fantasy world all the immoral and perverted desires their mind can conjure up by calling upon the aid of occultic characters, sorcerers, wizards, witches, demons, demagogues. To play the game, every player has a handbook, and if you go to the store, there's a variety of handbooks. This is just typical of the cover of some of the handbooks that D&D is played with. When you play the game, every game has what's called a Dungeon Master. And this is typical of the cover of a Dungeon Master's guidebook that you can buy at toy stores. What people don't realize is this is not fun and games, folks. Dr. Thomas Radke at the University of Colorado, psychologist, has now documented nearly 200 cases in America of teenage suicide and murder, where young people have gotten involved in playing Dungeons and Dragons, and after a while they no longer distinguish between fantasy and reality, and when they begin to live this out in the real world. And there are indications that this is what happened even at Columbine, where they begin to live out in the real world what they had fantasized with in the occult for a long time. And we're seeing our society being inundated. We see it with so much of the music. You know, a whole genre, if you go to the music store and just look through the CD album covers, it's amazing. Everything from AC/DC to Iron Maiden, Merciful Fate, Black Sabbath, Slayer, Motley Crue, Anthrax, Danzig, Dio, Grim Reaper, Megadeth, Metallica, Celtic Frost, Satan, music groups that overtly promote the world of the occult. MTV used to have Beavis and Butthead. Fortunately, they're no longer on. But you always saw Beavis and Butthead wearing T-shirts, one saying AC/DC, the other saying Metallica. Both groups that overtly promote the world of the occult. And this is what was constantly being fed to young people. It's interesting, you go down the record store, just look through, for example, the albums put out by Slayer. One of their albums called Rain in Blood. You look at the cover and they publish the lyrics. I mean, some of them are so perverse you can't even say them in church. Their song Altar of Sacrifice is probably one of the most mild. It goes like this. Waiting the hour destined to die here on a table of hell. A figure in white unknown by man approaching the altar of death. High priest awaiting, dagger in hand, spilling the pure virgin blood. Satan's slaughter, ceremonial death answers every command. And the song ends with these words. Learn the sacred words of praise. Hail Satan, hail Satan, hail Satan. This being sold in every music store in America. And young people listen to this stuff on their CDs, and parents don't even realize what is being fed into their minds. And we are just being inundated with it. And as Christians, we need to understand, what does God's Word say about the world of the occult? How do we as parents train up our children in the way of the Lord? How do we equip this generation to stand firm in what is really becoming a spiritual warfare for the hearts and minds of young people?